This past summer in Kingston was one of the hottest and driest in recent memory, and projections from the city of Kingston suggest this will become our new normal. By 2050, Kingston is expected to see the number of days over 30 degrees jump from an average of 6 per year to 22, coincided by longer stretches of drought. And the number of days over 32 degrees is projected to rise from just over 1 per year to more than 8. For many, summers like this feel unsettling, another reminder of the climate crisis. A study by Unite for Change found that 3/4 of Ontarians are experiencing anxiety about climate change and its impacts. Claire Beach, a local nature therapy guide with 6 years of experience guiding hundreds of people, has noticed it in her clients.
What I hear the most from people is that, you know, there's a lot of talk about the fact that we've sort of pushed past the point of no return. So there's a greater sense of helplessness or hopelessness that people are experiencing. And it comes up every day. And I think what I'm hearing from people is almost a desire to detach from nature. That if they touch it, they're going to make it worse. And they know that that's not what they need. They know that that's not right, that that's not the solution.
Her response to this anxiety involves a practice called forest bathing. Forest bathing has roots in 1980s Japan as a public health response, with research suggesting that time spent in nature can do a great deal to alleviate stress. Today, it's being embraced around the world, including here in Kingston.
It gives me greater perspective. It gives me active hope. It helps ground me and put everything in perspective. Not just physically grounding us when we take off our shoes in a minute. Not just feeling the sunlight on our skin and the air in our hair. It's a sense of belonging. It's a sense of connection, of being in community with the greater world around us. That brings hope, like almost instantly. It brings a sense of comfort and belonging that we forget is accessible to us anywhere that we go. It could be a city park, could be a tree in our backyard. It's there. And the more that we revisit those places over and over again, the deeper that connection becomes. That's where we feel that connection and that support. And it's almost like free therapy. It really is. And so it's accessible to everyone, and that's the other piece that I love the most. So I would say when it comes to climate anxiety, being able to feel the resilience and the power of nature can help alleviate some of that stress and anxiety.
Through her business, The Wild Edge, Claire helps clients connect with nature using the practice of forest bathing and nature therapy techniques. In this era of climate emergency, for many, forest bathing offers a way to acknowledge both beauty and loss.
And so I think they're coming to me for an alternative. So what is the new balance? How can we connect? How can I feel okay with what's going on? So I think that's the main reason why people are reaching out, is that they've kind of hit a point where they are deeply feeling that helplessness.
With the help of guides like Claire, the practice is fairly simple. Slow down, notice what's around you, and connect. But on recent walks, including a walk I joined her for at the Lemoyne Point Conservation Area, the signs of a changing climate are impossible to miss.
You look back to where we just walked through, and we're walking on dead, brown, dry grass. There are dead trees on either side of us. Yes, we're looking out towards a lake, but what's that water level currently at? When I was here a few weeks ago, there would have been geese and ducklings and all sorts all over the water. They're not there now. They're moving off as well, finding cooler spaces to be. So it's pretty poignant today. Like, I'm feeling it just standing among these dead trees.
These mixed emotions surfaced when I spoke with participant Jennifer Dawson, who started incorporating the practice into her routine last summer.
So I was always aware of nature therapy, but never having to really apply it in my own life. And then I had occasion last summer where I was going through some challenges and I thought, you know what, now's the time to try it. And I honestly haven't gone back, meaning that I'm continually making it a part of my life. It's interesting. I used to be a corporate social responsibility executive many years ago, and a lot of the work I did was to weave environmentally friendly activities into the corporate world. And I was exceptionally passionate about it and still am. I find that the challenge is that, you know, our lives have become so busy and so hectic that taking those pauses and being able to be mindful and notice the changes that are actually happening within the moment and within our this current period of history. We don't often do that. So with forest bathing, I find that that's now been a consistent check-in of noticing what's around and the changes that are happening.
One of those check-ins came during our walk at Lemoyne Point, where she noticed just how different the landscape looked.
What I noticed in our walk was that the forest, the ground, the grass, which, you know, nostalgically is always green and squishy and moist and it wasn't. And I took that time to lay in it and to feel it and to sort of put words or feelings to how the grass may be feeling. And what I was absorbing was, you know, it was a state of chaos for the grass, but that we're literally in it together. And as I lay there and I could feel the prickly, crunchy grass on my skin, I was soothing the grass pain, and we were in it together and knowing that we would come up with a solution. I don't know what that is yet, though, but that I was feeling that pain that the grass, but knowing the grass is resilient and knowing that rain will come and that things will change and things will continually evolve and change. It was a challenge to absorb the two very polar sounds. You know, there is this orchestra of birds and crickets and nature sounds. And then we had planes going over and other human noises. And I was really challenged to integrate those both. But I think in the end, it became sort of a symphony of the two. And each took its turn, if you will.
For Jennifer, that tension became part of the lesson, meeting nature where she's at.
My expectation of nature is that it doesn't stay the same. It's me who needs to change. And so the practice is so beneficial to one's mental health and well-being that it's my responsibility to meet nature where it's at. And if that's a messy, rainy day, so be it. That's beautiful and magical in its own way. Or if it's a crunchy, cold winter day, that's also nature's way of saying, hey, here's how I'm showing up today. Look at me. And so you just meet nature where she's at. You know, we do know that change is inevitable, and it might be within our own personal lives or it might be environmental, but it will continually evolve. And if we can play a positive part in our small, teeny tiny little part, then I think we've done our job.
Another participant, Jackie Wright, seconded this sentiment, adding how it connects to her climate activism.
I find that more of the doubt and the fear comes when I am sitting inside thinking about it from a different perspective rather than, yeah, just fully kind of submersing myself and experiencing it for all the beauty that is still here. I also believe that we are more creative, more powerful, more impactful when we are coming from a higher vibe place. I feel like that brings a lot of motivation to create positive change.
And for Claire, leading these walks has only deepened her own sense of resilience.
No matter what happens with the world, I don't ever see myself removing myself from this connection. This is life. And I would still, any day of the week, prefer to be doing this than sitting in an office with closed windows and closed doors and artificial lighting and sitting in front of a screen watching the climate burn. I would still rather be doing this. This feels more like active hope to me. Maybe it's radical, but for me, this is in a lot of ways, an act of love and reconciliation, that I am committed to this work for, and that is one of the reasons why.
Climate change is reshaping our lives and our landscapes. But for those who practice forest bathing, time spent in the woods isn't about escape. It's about connection, resilience, and remembering that there's still beauty worth noticing. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.